Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Psychic Tapestries Love Show. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Julia Hoffman. And
Happy Friday.
Tony's not here. Happy Friday. Tony is not with us this evening, but she has a day off, but she will be back bright and early tomorrow. We're going to talk spirit guides and past lives on the Saturday Psychic Tapestry Show at a special time. It's coming up early, 7 a.m. Pacific, so that's 10 a.m. Eastern. So adjust your clocks or get to bed early if you want to join us tomorrow. Tony's fine. She's I don't remember if it was family or friends or something that were in town, so she couldn't be with us this evening, but she will be here tomorrow, so don't worry. But in the meantime, Julia and I are here, so hey.
We are here. Well, that would be a fantastic
yeah.
show tomorrow. Yeah. And that's awfully early for you. Goodness.
It is early, but tomorrow I've got my pendulum class coming up tomorrow. So
yes.
I needed
are you
to
ready?
Do, I think so. I've printed out a bunch of stuff. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big fan of giving out handouts. I know people who go to classes and workshops like to get them, but I feel like for something like pendulums, so much of it is revolves around your own intention that I don't want it to be my notes and what I tell you. I want it to be how you interpret it. So I have some handouts for some things that you can practice with, But the rest of it, well, we'll just see how it goes. But I don't want to get I'll talk about more about that in just a minute. I don't want to get us too off track to start with.
Okay.
No, too late for that.
Too late.
But I don't want to skip over our gratitude. Gosh, I've skipped
no
over everything. see what happens when you're not here, Tony. We are here live. It's Friday, March 24th. Phone lines are open. Some people are already waiting. So hang in there if you're waiting, and I promise we'll get to you soon. Well, I'll do my best to get to you soon. Let's say that. I don't want to break a promise. But the number is 347-838-9903 if you would like to call in. If you're listening on your computer, scroll down, pop in the chat room, and you can join us there. You can also connect through social media. Facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter, or you can go to our website, psychictapestry.com, and in the lower right, click on that little blue box, and you can send us a message that way. So lots of ways to connect. Phone is the best. You'll get more complete information, because we'll be able to ask you follow-up questions, and you'll be able to ask us follow-up questions, and that's easier to do on the phone than any of those other ways. But since you could be at work, or you could be, there could be a whole bunch of different reasons. Maybe you just even don't want to be on the radio. That's why all those other options are available to you. If it's something even more personal than that, and you'd rather not send us a message through social media or through the website, you can go to our website at psychictapestry.com and click Get a Reading, and you can arrange for a private reading with Tony, with Julia, with me. If you click below that on Donna Southard and Archangel Raphael, you can arrange a private reading with her. So lots of different ways to connect. And And one of the things that we like to do as we kick off the show is gratitude. Whether this is your first time joining us, and if it is, thanks for finding us and welcome to the show. Or if this is your 100th time, or somewhere in between, whatever the case might be. Thanks for connecting with us. We like to thank everybody who has been so kind as to connect, whether you're calling in or whether you're staying connected with us between the shows during the week, through social media, liking and sharing and retweeting and all of that stuff. And we like to mention everybody by name that has been so kind to us. And usually I start with Tony, but if I did that tonight, we'd be waiting a long time because she's not here. So, Juliet, do you have a list of some people to thank?
I sure do, and I'll go after Tony. Go ahead, Tony. All right.
Later that day.
Yes. And next Friday, stay tuned. So I would like to start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you, Ken, for having this wonderful show. And thank you to all of our callers last week. We had Cindy in Delaware. We had Ann in California. And we had Tasha in Virginia. And I always like to say a thank you as well to those of you who are currently waiting on the line and those of you that are listening online, maybe without a question, and those of you in the chat room, thank you. And thank you to all of you who give us so much love on social media, shares, likes, retweets, and all of that good stuff. We really do appreciate it. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for having this platform that provides so much great insight, healing, and really raising this love vibration in this entire planet. Thank you for having this so we can connect with you and we are able to help you along this earthly journey. And thank you, Ken, and thank you, Tony. I love you both very much, and I enjoy doing the show with you. Even if Tony is not here, I still love doing the show with her. And, yes. And, you know, I've been skipping this gratitude, this thank you morning song that I have. It is, you can think of it as, you can sing it like a song, or you can use it as an affirmation. I like to use it as more of an affirmation, but there's nothing like gratitude to really get you into a very high energy, a good space with this loving vibration, which is really the truth of who we are. You know, we are human, and sometimes we get into the fear and we get into the false sense of separation in the ego space. And usually when we're in that space, the best thing that we can do is to really just look around and start being grateful for what's around us, and seeing the lessons in some of those challenging times, because really what it's doing is it's teaching us what we don't want. And this is God's classroom, and we're learning and we're growing and we're evolving our soul. That's what we incarnated here to do. So gratitude is a really great quick way to get back into that space of pure light and pure love, which is your divine essence. So I'm going to go ahead and read this again. You can think of it as an affirmation. It's called a morning song, and it is channeled from a being, a cosmic being, one of our galactic brothers and sisters. So here it goes. From the God, goddess of my being, I give forth thanks for the love that I am, for the love in my life, and the love that surrounds me. Thank you. Thank you for the miracle of life that I am, and thank you for the miracle of life I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the gift of life that I am. Thank you for this perfect body, my health and well-being. Thank you. Thank you for the abundance that I am, and thank you for the abundance I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the riches and the richness of my life, and thank you for the river of money which flows to me and through me, thank you. Thank you for the excitement and adventure of the millions of wondrous possibilities and wondrous probabilities. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderment and thank you for the joy. Thank you for the beauty and harmony. Thank you for the peace and tranquility. Thank you for the laughter and thank you for the play. And thank you for the privilege of serving and sharing the gift that I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am that I am. Wow. Every time I feel that shift, just brings you closer to that peaceful, joyful state, which is our natural state of being. And over to you, Ken. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Julia. thanks so much to all. I'm going to give you a list of names here of people who have been so kind as to take a moment out of their busy lives. And I know you're busy because I'm busy and we're all busy. And social media is busy, and that you take a moment to like or share or comment on something that we posted means a lot, and we really appreciate it. And I do always like to throw out this, that if you were so kind as to do that stuff and connect with us on social media and you don't hear your name, it's not intentional. Sometimes social media just doesn't show us everything, and we try to stay on top of it, but even so, and if you spend any time on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. You just don't get to see everything. If you don't hear your name mentioned, it's just know it's not intentional and that we love you. The ones that I did get to see, thank you to Violet C, Jennifer Y, Shane M, Maria J, the folks at Canadian Psychics, Virginia J, Cordy K, the folks at Worldwide Pictures, Bevins T, Adam D, Rich K, the folks at Social Recruiting, Gloria W, Jeanette G, Melissa W, Maria S, Stalker A, Lisa K, the folks at Psychic World, Thumbelina V, Christy B, Tanya T, Christine B, Ricardo R, Samuel S, Abby T, Stephanie C, Marley M, Danny G, Carol W, Nagar J C, and Kimberly G. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you. Yeah. I want to mention Julia and I were talking about this as we started the show. I have a class coming up tomorrow. If you're in the greater San Diego area, coming out to Mystic Isle in La Mesa for a pendulum class or pendulum workshop, whichever term you'd like. But that's coming up at 2:00 tomorrow. And I'm really excited about it. I have quite a pendulum habit, and I'm looking to help you learn how to use pendulums. The way that I use them, I mentioned this a little at the beginning. Lots of people have different interpretations of what pendulums are for and how to use them. And
yeah.
I get that. And I'm not going to say anybody is right or anybody is wrong. And that's one of the things that really puts me off when I take a class, is being told that there's only one way to do something because it's
yeah.
just not true. And
yeah.
So I've tried to make a point in everything that I have talked about and posted about this class, that this is how I use them. And I think a pendulum is a great tool, a gateway tool to a metaphysical path.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're trying to connect with angels or with spirit, or just that energy, I think it's a great way to start, because you get something tangible. You see it move, and because you're holding it, you know that you're not doing that. And I think that is I think it's just a great way to start. So if you have interest in pendulums, or you have a pendulum and you don't know what you're doing with it, and you want some tips, come on by to Mystic Isle tomorrow. You'll see the information on our website under events, and also on our Facebook page. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I have a caveat also that I'm going to throw out. I'm planning to bring all of my pendulums. And
you're
I'm
bringing
doing
all
that.
Of them?
I am gonna yes, holy moly indeed. I am gonna bring them all.
111?
And this is I don't think I have 111 yet.
109, okay.
I wanna bring them all, not to brag or to show off or to go, look how cool I am with all these pendulums. I wanna bring them all as kind of a warning. This could happen to you. Because it is when you start, when you start working with pendulums, whether you're just starting down your path or whether you have been on your path and this is another tool that you want to pick up, whatever the case may be, when you start and this whole new world opens up for you, it can be overwhelming and addictive. And I'm not saying that I have a problem, but kind of have a pendulum thing. And I just want to
PA.
Do this.
It's like AA.
Yes.
Pendulum Anonymous.
Yes. My name is Ken and I have a lot of pendulums. I just want people to know that as you progress down your path, you'll find that you don't need pendulums anymore to make those connections. But it's a great way to get started. And what happened to me was I got into the very human idea that anybody that I connected with needed to have their own pendulum. And then I started to have that very human feeling of guilt if they didn't. It seemed like, you know what, that's not fair that they came by and they talked to me and I didn't get them their own little rock on a string. So I want to do that, and I want to make sure that everybody knows, because there is something, I mean, it is a big, huge, amazing world that opens up for you. And you want to be a part of it. You want to spend a lot of time doing that. You want to see who else is out there. I get all of that. But I just want to show you that this could be in your future. If you continue, it doesn't have to be. There's nothing wrong with having a pendulum or two or three or five or seven or however many you feel you need. There's nothing wrong with me having 50 whatever that I have, but just be aware. I just want to do that so that people understand. If you are planning to come to this event tomorrow, you need to bring a pendulum. If you don't have one, Mystic Isle has a pretty nice selection of them, and you can pick one out, and you'll know it. You'll know. But we'll talk about how to know. But the one that you're drawn to is the right one, and you'll know. So you can get one there before the class, or just bring your own, and we're going to kick off things at 2:00 Pacific. So I hope to see you. I hope to see you there. And
oh my gosh,
it should be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Tony and I to come to the class. I just want to add to that you know, with the pendulums, it's the same way for me with Oracle cards. Like, I have a lot of decks. I mean, well, I guess 13 or 14 decks is not really too many, but to some people that may be a lot of Oracle decks. But I think that in as far as what you're trying to explain is Like, you start with the pendulums, and you may want to get another one, and you may want to get another one, and another one, and another one. I think that we can all relate to that in some regard. Maybe women in shoes or men in cars, you know. I know that that's very sexist, but that is very possible that could happen. And I'm very okay with that, I must say. I enjoy all of my Oracle decks and my millions of shoes. No, I don't have that many shoes. But what I wanted to ask you, would you like to share some of the, like, who you channel with some of your pendulums? Or is there already saving that for tomorrow?
Well, I can channel. I can share that. I don't think that's... I don't think that's as important. I don't want to be a big name dropper. The first pendulum I got connected me with my primary spirit guide, Parker, who is a brother of mine from a past life centuries ago, and we have been going back and forth across time and across lives, being guides for each other. So that was the first one that I got. The second one that I got, as you know, being on this show, if you've listened to us before, you know that music is a big thing for me. So the second one that I got was Jerry Garcia, and that was and this is something that I'm sure I'll talk about tomorrow too. This was a big surprise for me because I love music, but was never really a big fan, certainly before that happened anyway. But I knew who he was. I was familiar with his music to a degree, but wasn't really like a super fan. So that was a big surprise. There have been many more along the way that have come to me from the field of music. I have also connected to Archangel Michael and Sandalphon and several other angels, which I didn't go looking for, but was very cool. And when you connect with an angel through your pendulum, you will know, because the energy is incredible. And this was really neat. If you don't think I'm nuts yet, I connected with my dog from when I was a kid. And she's a wonderful, very excited energy. And every new pendulum that I pick up, she jumps on before anyone else can get on there. So I always have to ask her to down, Penny. So I always have to ask her to hop off so that whoever is. See, I look at pendulums to me as my huge collection is like my Rolodex. If anybody remembers what a Rolodex was, it's my list of phone numbers, metaphysical phone numbers for whoever I need, and that's one of the reasons that I keep getting more of them, is I feel like that's the direct line, and to the point where there are times where I will be in a rock shop and I will go near the pendulums and they will start to move before I touch them, which gets to be very expensive, because then it's like a ringing telephone and I want to know who's on the line, and then when I find out who's on the line, I'm like, okay, well, now I have to buy it.
How does your childhood dog Penny feel to you? You know, like you said, you know that Penny jumps on when you get a pendulum. Like, how does that visceral feeling within you? How do you, or is it impressions? Like, what is that like? The sensation?
It's now I'm just so used to it that when I pick up a new pendulum and it starts moving right away, I immediately ask, Penny, is this you? And yes. Okay, well, get off there. But it's a very exciting, almost frantic kind of energy, but frantic in a good way, like an excited puppy.
Okay. Yeah, totally makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, for a while, I didn't know who was on it. And this is something that I will talk about, too, about figuring out who you're connected with. I didn't know who was on it. And I've used, have you ever used a pendulum board?
No, not a board.
A pendulum board, if you don't know, it's not a Ouija board. But it has a lot of things that are in common with that. And it's a board that has letters and numbers on it. And the object of it is to get the pendulum to spell out certain things. But you have to ask the pendulum or you have to ask whoever's connecting with you if they're willing to do that. And Penny is always very agreeable. And she said yes to everything, but dogs can't spell. So I couldn't figure out for a long time who it was. It just seemed so strange. It was somebody who was very happy to have connected with me, very excited, yes to everything. But couldn't spell, and it just took a while, and then all of a sudden it hit me of who it was, and it made perfect sense, and it fit, and I'll talk about this in the class tomorrow about figuring out who you're connecting with, because one of the things that pendulums help you do is to work on your intuition, because a lot of times you will pick up a pendulum and you will get a feeling for someone, and then you will say, "Nah, that can't be. That's crazy. My dog from when I was a kid? No, that can't possibly be. The guy who used to sing with the Grateful Dead? No way. Can't be." But the other thing is that, you know, speaking of singers and that I connect with often is that there, it's because of my love of music, my lifelong love of music. And so don't come to this class tomorrow thinking that this is your ticket to being some kind of a spiritual paparazzi, that you're going to be, because there's no fame on the other side. It's not like it is here. So if there is a reason that you have that kind of love, like I do my whole life for music, music people are very approachable, at least for me. I don't know that that's the case for everybody, because it might not be your path. So, you know, I will be happy to share what I can, and we'll see. We'll just see what happens. How's that?
Mm-mm. Sounds wonderful. No, I will say too, and I shared this when we were talking a little bit about it. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? But that, you know, one of the first. I started to get into crystals, and of course I got a pendulum as well. And I will say how amazing it is starting off, like you said, to tune into your intuition and to really know what is coming through from spirit. It's to help you discern really what is spirit and what is yours. And I know for me, I can tell, you know, if I'm asking a question to my pendulum, I always like to check in and, you know, say, are you ready to work with me? You know, I start with that and I wait for the yes. And then I start asking questions. But the question typically comes through before I even finish asking. I already start getting a yes or a no, and I can feel that sensation. And for me, that's spirit. I know that that's spirit. I know that I am not placing any kind of human consciousness on that question, but this is talking about, and you'll learn more about in his class tomorrow, is that it helps you fine tune that intuition. Because I know a lot of people do have that fear where they're like, well, I don't know if I'm just moving it. You know, that's like one of the biggest things I hear about pendulums. Well, I think I'm just doing it myself, you know, and spirit's not not working through me or something like that. So,
yeah, that was one of the biggest things for me. I saw, before I picked up my first pendulum, I saw other people using them, and I thought, well, it's so obvious that she's making it go whatever way is yes for her. It's
right.
So obvious. And all right, fine, let me hold one. And I held it and it started to move, and I knew I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. This is the first time I picked one up. I don't know how to make it spin in a circle like that. I could probably figure it out, but I would be pretty darn obvious about it. And there it is moving. And then I asked something, and I felt it change direction. And I wasn't making it do that either. So there was something going on there. And I will cover clearing your pendulum, because I think that's super important. A lot of people, when you start talking about this, and especially when you bring pendulum boards into the conversation, people are very worried that you're going to do something that's going to be a bad horror movie in a couple of years. And that's not that's not what it's about. But I do always, when I'm just looking at a pendulum in a shop, I don't clear all their pendulums for them. I wonder if I should. No, probably not. But
when I feel guided, spirit will tell.
Yeah. But when I pick one up and I feel like this is this pendulum wants to go home with me, then I will clear it. And there's not, you know, there's, as with so many things, there's not just one way to do that. It's really, so much of this is your intention. But I call in Archangel Michael and I ask him to clear the pendulum so that any energy connecting through the pendulum with me is only for my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And only from whoever is for my highest good. And that's really, it's that simple. That's all it is, has to be. There's no particular magic words and phrases. You're not going to say the wrong thing and then bad things happen. So, but I do that. And the other thing that I think is so important that a lot of people don't get is that it's a rock on a string. Okay. That pendulum is not your grandfather. It's not your cousin. It's not your aunt or uncle. It's not Bob Marley. It's not any of those things. It's a rock on a string. It's a tool. And so many people get so caught up in it that they just feel like, I know somebody who finally, that I worked with, and they started to use a pendulum, and they connected with their father, and they were so excited about it. And then a week later, they were so sad because they couldn't find the pendulum. And they said, I can't believe I lost my father. I said, you didn't.
Oh,
you lost him. Yeah. You're out $10, but that's all you lost. We'll go get another one. I mean, it's that simple. So it is a rock on a string. Sometimes it's a real cool looking rock, but that's all it is. It's just a tool, like tarot cards or crystals or any of that stuff. It's a tool.
A divination tool.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Yep.
So there. So.
Beware.
If you don't feel like you've. So if you don't feel like you've already learned everything you need to know now, and you are in the greater San Diego area, I hope you'll come by tomorrow. I'd love to meet you and bring your pendulum or pick one up from Mystic Isle and then come on into the classroom. It's going to be at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon Pacific time, and probably about an hour, maybe a little more, depending on how many people are there. So
yeah, this is a type of class that you need to experience. You can get it analytically, cognitively, all that you like, yet, like you said, once you have that pendulum in your hand, and I know from my experience as well when I was first pendulum shopping, it's really quite an amazing, powerful energy that you'll tap into having that pendulum. So Definitely being there in person and with, and you know, with like minds, also, that's also going to create an even more powerful amplified vortex of this energy. So go, you want it, to go.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, you do. And, you know, I'll just say it one more time. This is a class about how I use pendulums. So this is not the only way. This is not the end-all, be-all. This is not the only rule. This is how I do it. I know I know a fairly well-known psychic medium who has a drawer full of pendulums and uses them almost like a magic eight ball. And it's for clients. And I'm not, and I don't say that to be mean or to make fun of him or any of that stuff, because he's been doing this longer than I have, and he's I'm sure he's doing just fine. But there are lots of different ways, and some people do use them for yes and no, and this is not about connecting with anything. I know for a long time, and in some places they still do, people use them to determine the sex of an unborn baby. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's fine with remarkable accuracy. But, and that doesn't make that right or wrong. That's just another way. There are so many other ways. I'm just going to do this class, you know, the way that I know how. This is what I do. This is what works for me. You're welcome. And you know what? If it doesn't resonate with you, that's cool too. Maybe you will pick up something there and use it in your own way. And that's also fine. I just hope that I can sort of get you started on your path. And then you take it from there. So, so there. And I think that's all I want. obviously, I have real strong feelings about pendulums. You know, if I hadn't crossed paths with pendulums way back when, that was such a big part of getting me on this path and getting me going. I don't know that this show would exist without that. And
Wow.
Yeah, because it opened so many doors and showed me so many things that I would not have gotten to without picking up that first. I can't imagine that I would have. So hopefully I can help you do the same for yourself. And again, that's at Mystic Isle tomorrow at 2 in La Mesa, if you are local. If you're not, Tony and I were talking about trying to figure out a way, and Julia, you're certainly can be a part of this too, figure out a way to do this as a psychic tapestry special show, to do some kind of a pendulum class. But I'm not quite sure how to get it, how to do all the things that I want to be able to do with it. So
on
maybe
Blog Talk or like a Facebook Live or something.
I'm not sure, because the other thing is that we're all in different places, and I don't know. Possibly
well,
a Google Hangout.
Facebook Live. Oh, Google Hangout. Yeah.
That all three of us could be part of, because we're all in different places. And I don't know if we could do a Facebook Live in three different places at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And talk to each other and all. But I don't know. The thing about with pendulums is I think in person it's so much better. I mean, it's hard when we have an audience that is so spread out all over the globe. Hard for us to all get into one classroom to be able to do this. And so I don't know how we would do that. Other than you guys flying me out to you. and doing something.
Or we could do that since you're flying us to see you tomorrow. Then yeah, I think that's only fair.
Okay. Well, we'll try and figure out. At best, it's in the works. If you're interested, stay tuned. And if you're in Southern California, I hope you can come by and see me tomorrow. And we have a bunch of people patiently waiting on the phone, so we should probably start taking some calls. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds fantastic.
Okay. Since Tony's not here to start things off, Julia, who are you and why are you here?
I am not Tony DeMeo. I am Julia Hoffman. And I am a transpersonal healer. I am a certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. I'm also a certified crystal healer. And I have my master's in counseling psychology. And what does all that mean? That means that I am here to help you remember your divine essence, which is love. And I like to say that I am new age with an old school twist. I really enjoy Jungian, if anyone knows Carl Jung out there, unconscious and the consciousness. So I kind of blend that in with my New Age readings here. Crystal energy healings, if anybody's looking for crystal energy healing work, past life regression, hypnotherapy, spiritual guidance, and, of course, intuitive psychic readings, please. Contact me. You can find me on the Psychic Tapestry website, or you can go to my website, juliamhoffman.com, and I think that there's probably links on the blog talk page as well to make it easy for you. And tonight I will be using Oracle cards and just messages from spirit that come through, tuning into spirit that way. And how I work is I ask my angels and guides and ascended masters and master teachers to connect to yours. And I ask that our higher selves speak to each other and for all of the messages and information to come through for the highest good of all involved. And I like to say, take what you want and leave the rest. If there's something that's not resonating for you, then that's fine. A lot of this is really, with these readings, you get a lot of confirmation, but it also opens you up and helps you tap into your own abilities to get messages from your angels and your guides and from spirit and from the universe or whatever that higher power is to you. So, just know that we all have free will and we have free choice. And that basically means that anything can change, your timeline, your path, your divine plan, the course that you take can change. If you turn right or you turn left, if you decide to go and meet friends for dinner or you decide to stay in, that all changes the course of the events for that particular evening. But just rest assured that you will always get to your destiny. Your final destination will always come to fruition. And that is a part of your blueprint and your divine plan that, again, you signed up for in this lifetime. The other thing that I just wanted to share is I shared last week about the crystals that can bring you so much love and comfort and grounding that can connect you with both Gaia and ground you and connect you with on the spiritual realm with your galactic beings, cosmic beings, angels, and guides spiritually. So if you think of it in the sense of chakras, so you have above your crown chakra, which is your seventh chakra at the top of your head, and just up maybe 2 to 3 feet, you have a soul star chakra. And then below your feet, you have an earth star chakra. So these crystals, I've been carrying them with me, and I just want to reiterate how magical it has been for me carrying them with me. I feel like the energy, if you're feeling out of sorts, if you're feeling irritated, if you're feeling fatigued, if you're feeling anything less than really who you know that you normally are, easily irritated. Anything else of like a lot of tension, anxiety, depression. Anyway, these crystals will bring you peace and calm. And there's four crystals. It's a Mookite, Labradorite, Moldavite, and Amber. But I did not have Amber, so I've been carrying Citrine with me. So those four crystals, Citrine, Mookite, Labradorite, and Moldavite. Two M's, Moldavite, Mookite, Citrine, and Labradorite. I just want to say, if you have them, please, please, please carry them with you. These energies can be pretty powerful that's going on right now. We had a major energetic shift come in on Monday, on the 20th, and now we are split into two timelines. One timeline is for New Earth, the new golden earth, ascending us into the fifth dimension, and the other one is the third dimensional timeline, which is people that still need to work on themselves. And I guess that those people are not remembering their light and their divinity, and the rest of us are, and I'm sure that everybody's tuning into the show, is also on this new earth timeline. But the other thing that that's helping with is, I mean, I definitely felt a shift on Monday, and I feel like the energy has been much calmer, much more peaceful overall. So I don't know. Y'all can check in with yourself and see how that is for you. But please, if you have those crystals, carry them with you. They will bring you so much comfort during such, questionable, turbulent times that we can have with these energies that are coming in and doing a lot of work to detox and get rid of all of these negative energies that have been around for far too long on this earthly plane. So that's it for me. Over to you, Ken.
Okay. I will just add to all of that citrine starts with a C, like citrus, just in case you're not familiar with it and you want to try and find it. And that's about all I know about crystals. So there you go. Now we're even. But anyway, I'm Ken Kessler, and I fly the ship here and push the buttons. I'm also a music intuitive. Angels and spirit love music and love to give us messages through music. And to that end, I have two decks that I made. One is my Psychic Jukebox deck, which is like a traditional 78-card tarot deck, but it's all singers and bands and songs. And the other is a 78-card oracle deck based on the artwork of John Lennon. Both decks are actually 80 cards because there are two blank ones in each, because sometimes you already know. The truth is a lot of times you really already know. But we're all learning how to listen to our intuition, so we don't realize it. And sometimes you just want validation or confirmation. That's what those cards are for. But I'll pull a card from each of those decks. I also have an actual psychic jukebox that is playing in the background. I started it before the show. It has almost 19,000 songs in it now. And I started it randomly playing and asked my guides and angels to give me the song that is for you when you call in. So I will give you that and the two cards, and hopefully we'll be able to make sense of it and see what it means for you. And like Julia said, keep what works for you. And I wouldn't say, I don't remember exactly how you worded it. Keep what you like
take
and get rid of the rest.
Take what
leave
you want
the rest.
And leave the rest. Yes.
Right.
That is our good friend, Sylvia Brown. That is not mine. I heard that from her, and I've carried it with me all of these years. I like it. Take what you want and leave the rest.
But in leaving the rest, that doesn't mean dismissing it or throwing it away, because you'll be surprised at how much some of that stuff comes up later on when
yes.
you're not expecting it. Or suddenly it clicks in and makes sense. For example, I had a Meatloaf song called Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. And it was playing in my head for a long time, and I could not figure it out because it just didn't seem to make any sense to me. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, because it's all about that. It's about not needing the third thing being love, and that the singer was saying basically that you didn't need that. And not only do I need that, but I'm fortunate enough to that I have that. So I couldn't figure out what is the message. And then in listening to the rest of the song, there was a part that definitely did resonate with me, and it took me a little while to find it, that there's no Cadillac in the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. But I still keep going to 7-Eleven to get my lottery tickets. So that just took a little while for it to kind of click with me. So don't just throw it away, but also the messages aren't usually like a Da Vinci Code secret that you have to put together and figure out what it means. Sometimes a butterfly is just a butterfly, and sometimes the message is just so obvious that you'll get it. But either way, you'll get a song and a couple cards from me. And Julie and I are not doctors, and we're not lawyers, and we're not veterinarians, and we're not architects, and we're not a lot of things. So if your question needs that kind of expertise, we will kindly guide you to someone else who might be able to help you. Not that we have a huge staff on call, but we'll tell you, if you don't want to take your blood pressure medication anymore, you need to talk to your doctor about it, not to us, that kind of thing. And you might say, well, that's silly. Why would I call a show like this about that? And you'd be surprised. And the thing is, it's not because somebody isn't smart enough to figure that out. It's that when you have a problem, sometimes when you have what feels like a very big problem, you can't see out of it. You just can't see. You need that extra perspective. And hopefully we'll be able to help you with that. But we aren't going to tell you to sign a contract or stop taking your medication or get married or get divorced or quit your job or any of that kind of stuff. The truth is, we're not going to tell you to do anything. We're going to give you some advice, some hope, some healing, and some guidance. And the big decisions are up to you. And hopefully we'll be able to help you get pointed in the right direction. So, with all of that said, and it was a lot, I know, I think we're ready to take calls. Did I leave anything out, Julia?
I don't believe so.
Okay. If you joined us late and you're wondering where Tony is, Tony has the night off. She's doing stuff with friends and family and couldn't quite make it back in time. So she couldn't be here tonight, but she will be here early tomorrow morning, special Psychic Tapestry show. Tony and I will be talking about past lives and spirit guides, and that's at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern, but that's coming up tomorrow. But in the more immediate future, Julia and I are here right now, and our number is 347-838-9903, and let's start grabbing some phone calls. Hi, thanks so much for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Lisa. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Lisa.
Can you do a class on Skype for the pendulum so that we can all pay and come?
You know, I'm not sure, but I will look into that.
I've seen it done. Look into it, please. I'd love to come to your class. But California's a little far from Connecticut.
It is a little far from Connecticut.
A little.
Far from Texas,
especially,
too.
Yeah, you'd have to get on a plane like right now to be able to.
I know.
To
I thought, well, if I talk now.
Yeah.
But no, you could do it on Skype and charge for it, and we could all come.
You know what? That's a very interesting idea. I will talk to my partners in crime here later and see what we can do, because that would be cool to do that on Skype. And
I would love to see your pendulum, and it sounds like it's awesome.
Well, thank you. It's a very interesting idea to see it. We can figure out how we'd be able to pull that off.
It can be done because I've taken classes that way with groups.
Okay. With multiple people in different locations?
All over the world. It was all over the world when I took the class.
I know, but the people giving the class, were they all in the same place? Or
local yokel from North Carolina giving the class.
Well, we'll check it out.
From everywhere. Please, please do.
we will check
we'll
it out, and
out
you will hear about
that.
It. And you will hear about it here first.
It was so good.
In the meantime, how can we help you tonight?
I'm wondering if my life is going to improve.
Okay. Well, Lisa, Ken, would you like to go or would you like me to go?
Julie, you can go first, but I'll just start by saying yes. Okay, now Julie, you can go, and I'll come back to you.
Well, it's interesting, Lisa, what Spirit was doing before you asked your question, were having me organize things, and they were having me organize in groups of four. So I don't know if four has any significance to you, but it's like two groups of four. So when you're asking about your life improving, that's definitely a yes, because I see this organization coming in for you. And I also see organization coming in for you. Do you have, are you looking to improve all areas of your life, or is there one in particular that you would like to really tune into Spirit to? Because I can see there's many things going on for you, and I would like to get a little more clarity on a specific area. Romance, spirituality, career.
I would like to get better and like to have a career, be able to go back to work again.
Yeah, okay. But right now you can't because of health issues?
I haven't been able to work for 17 years, but science has caught up with my diseases, and I'm getting some help. And spiritually I'm working on it and hoping that I can have a career and be well and have a life again.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think that, you know, they're confirming that you are on the right track here. And the big thing that I see coming in for you is that since you are working with these alternative healers, the other thing that they want you to do is, do you tune into any of the archangels or any of the ascended masters? Because Saint Germain is coming through very strong for you. Saint Germain can help you with this healing. And actually, Archangel Metatron is coming in as well. Saint Germain can help you heal, and Archangel Metatron can help you heal as well. There is a rainbow prism that can do healing on your body, your physical body, and body, mind, spirit, and soul. And it's a meditation that you can do. If you have a pen, do you have a pen handy?
Oh, yes.
Okay. If you Google, it's actually a YouTube video, and her name is Natalie, Natalie Glasson, Glasson, and she just released a video, I think it was either yesterday or today, but it was about tuning into Archangel Metatron's Rainbow Prism. Now, this is for healing, and it's very powerful tuning into these higher beings, and Archangel Metatron, of course, is an ascended master. And Archangel Metatron is one of the few ascended masters who have, and archangels that have actually lived a life here. So he's an angel and he's an ascended master. He's both.
He was Enoch. He was Enoch in the Bible. God took him to heaven without dying.
Yes, exactly. So if you look up that YouTube video, and I think it's about, might be 15 or 20 minutes or something like that. But there's a really beautiful meditation in there, and they're directing me to tell you to listen to it, because I think it's going to do the healing that it needs to do on you, so you can pursue a career. Now, as I'm saying that, they're bringing in this idea of you possibly working from home. Have you tried that?
I wasn't even well enough to do that.
Okay.
I could keep the house and collapse. I could keep the house and collapse. I often collapse in front of the things I'm doing and then get up and do it, finish.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you definitely have to make sure that your health is in optimal position, shape for you before you could even start anything like that. But they are saying after you do this healing work that this is the next step that you could move to. So it's definitely a possibility, but it's all dependent on how much work that you are able to do. Like you said, you're already on this path. You're already moving towards this healthier body, mind, spirit, and soul on many different levels. And channeling and working with these kinds of higher dimensional beings is going to help you. So look up that video, and they were just showing a picture of you possibly working from home, and that could happen down the future. I mean, it might be 6 months down the road is what they're saying, but the more that you continue doing this healing work, then the quicker it will come. Because you
already saying
know
what I can do from home?
Well, I see you doing something. I do see you doing something in front of a computer, and I don't know. Let me see if I can get a little more information on what it could be. Have you ever, did you have any experience in the medical field? I almost feel like what you're going through is really going to help you find something to do online. It's almost like a medical coding type deal, but I feel like it's something in healthcare.
Oh, God, doing not something. Me. I'm always the patient. I know nothing. I was a barber.
I'm sorry?
I said I was a barber. I was always the patient. I don't know anything about the other side of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I'm sorry. Because you had experience going through it, it's going to help you in the position that you get doing something. They were showing me, and it felt like it was like some kind of coding, like medical coding type deal. But because of what you, the health struggles and the challenges that you went through, they're saying that that is going to help you in this next possible position for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Lisa. And Ken has a reading for you as well.
Thank you so much.
I do indeed. Julia, it was Natalie Glasson, Glasson. Was there a particular video that you were referring to? Because there are a ton of them that she's done.
If you go to videos, if you're on YouTube now, and then she just posted it within, I think it's in the last 48 hours. And it says rainbow. It's like a Archangel Metatron. I think it has like a yellowish background, but literally, it'll be one of the most recent Metatron
Prism light
videos.
Healing. Prism of light healing.
Yes, prism of light. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see it, Lisa. I will put that up on our Facebook page.
You so much. I'm like, oh my God, thank God he looked.
Yeah.
Go, oh freak.
I did. You know, it's funny. I happen to have I have like a million tabs open as I'm sitting here in front of the computer, and one of them was YouTube. So I plugged it in, and the first thing that came up was an Archangel Metatron channeled session from February. And which I thought, if that was it. And it's what's interesting is that it's 11 minutes and 11 seconds. And I always like 11-11 thing. So I saw that, and then I saw the one below it is another video from Natalie. And then there's one below that. And I was like, wait, now how many are there? And I start going down, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of them. Wow. So, yeah, so I thought. I thought, why don't I ask? Because, you know, I don't think any of them, it's not like any of them will be bad for you to see. But if there's one in particular that Julia was talking about, I want to make sure I got the right one.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, you're very welcome. The song that was playing was Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. which I'm guessing you know that song.
Yes.
It's almost every. Yeah. Okay. Does it have any special meaning for you?
No.
Okay.
I was waiting for the song. I don't know.
No. No, that's okay. I always like to ask that first because, like I was saying, sometimes it's the simplest things. Like when the song You Don't Mess Around with Jim comes up, I always ask somebody at first, do you know someone named Jim? Because sometimes it's that simple. But
here's something. My father's name is Bob and my son's name is Rob.
Oh, that's nice.
That's right?
A friend of mine. That is something. A friend of mine likes to call that kind of thing a God wink. That
yes.
There's a little nudge, kind of like when I feel like I'm a little lost and that I'm not sure that my team is around or anything, and I go into the 7-Eleven and the guy behind the counter has a name tag on that says Michael. Okay, it's a little, it's like a little God wink. The part of the song that I feel like is for you is. Call me a relic, call me what you will. Say I'm old-fashioned, say I'm over the hill. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old-time rock and roll. It's and it's a little bit like what Julia was saying. You've been through a lot, and it's not, and it should be a badge. You know stuff. You've been through it. You have been there. You've seen things. You've done things. You've lived through it, and you've made it to today, and you don't need to be embarrassed, ashamed, regretful, or any of that stuff about what you've been through. You've been through it, and you made it. And there's reasons for everything, and everything you do, and everything you go through touches so many other people that you never know. It's like if you drop a pebble in a pond and you see the little rings go out farther and farther and farther, you never know. But there is no reason that you should feel anything but gratitude that you have made it through and you are where you are today. That's the first thing. The first card that I pulled from my jukebox deck is Jerry Lee Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. It's the Eight of Wands. And this is about things getting busy. And I just feel like you are at the beginning of a big cycle for you. And when I say things are going to get busy, I don't think it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just there's going to be a lot going on, and it's nothing that you can't handle. And I think this is the beginning of something really good for you. The other card that I pulled from the John Lennon deck is a painting he did of Sean and of some other animals. And I'm not sure what these other animals are, but they're all smiling. And I believe beneath it says friends. And I think that this is a great time for you to use that energy and connect with people, whether these are people that you talk to often or it's friends that you haven't talked to in a while. You can Facebook is a guilty pleasure and such an easy way to connect if you haven't, just to do something that you enjoy with somebody you care about. And even if it's just a conversation on the phone or a chat on Facebook or somebody comes over and you watch a movie or you go somewhere and see something or just something like that, any of that kind of stuff, just to enjoy that energy of being with somebody that matters to you. And this is also this card is also a great message about networking because you never know who somebody else knows. So make sure that people that you're close to, people that you trust, know that you're looking for whatever kind of work that you think that you would like to have. And if it's anything, that's okay too. Just let them know. And you never know who knows somebody or who has heard, because you let somebody know that you're on the market for whatever could come up. You will be surprised that someone will tell you, you know, so-and-so was just telling me they're looking for somebody. You should talk to them. you never know. So it's a great idea to, and the other thing is that it's Friday night and none of this kind of stuff happens on the weekend. So make the connections with friends, with people you care about, and you can get that part of the ball rolling and just find a way to enjoy that energy and enjoy yourself. Does that make sense, Lisa?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any other questions for us?
I wanted to be an energy healer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that changed for me?
Well, the first thing that Spirit is saying that I'm getting for you, Lisa, is really about making sure that you're healthy first, of course. You know, you have to to do any kind of energy work. This can really lose all concept of time when I'm doing this because I absolutely love it, and it uplifts me, it expands me. Yet, I will say also, a lot of times if I'm doing mediumship type things or if I'm doing a lot of readings or I'm seeing a lot of clients, it can really drain you as well. So you have to make sure that you're able to withstand, you know, 4 or 5 hours of doing this energy work. And, you know, if you're still having these temporary bouts of maybe collapsing or needing to really lay down and sleep, I don't think that you're quite at the level yet where you would be able to do that kind of energy healing. Because you want to make sure that you are a clear, healthy vessel.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it'd be like if I was sitting here doing readings on a Friday night and I was getting wasted, you know, like drinking or doing drugs or, you know, because that muddies the waters. I'm not able to hear the spirit clearly because I'm tainting that connection and tainting my instrument. So you just they're saying that, you know, just work on this and get to the point where you feel good, where you feel like, okay, you know, I feel like maybe I could start doing even 5 to 7 hours of work a week somewhere. Just little baby steps, but you have to make sure that your energy level and these health issues that are going on for you are taken care of first. So it's not out of the question. But I just see I see that they're just saying how important your health is right now. Ken, did you get anything?
What I get is similar to what you were saying is that first healing is such an admirable thing to want to do. That's terrific. So often we think that everybody else has to always come first or we're being selfish, and that's not the case. And you have to, if you want to be able to help others, you got to be able to help yourself and take care of yourself so that you can get to that, to be able to do that for others. Because like Julia was saying, if it's a damaged vessel, you're not going to be able to do what it is you want to do. So you got to take care of you, and then you'll be able to take care of others.
Okay. Lisa, the other thing that's coming through, do you have a lot of land where you live? Like, is your property pretty sizable?
Oh, no.
No?
No. We have a yard, but it's a city.
It's a city. Okay. Because for some reason they were bringing in animals, almost like you doing some kind of caretaking for animals as well. So I thought that was interesting.
We have a yard full of animals. I feed all the animals.
Oh.
We have land near us and they all come here. I invite everybody. We get at least 100 mallards a day, and we have skunks and possums, and I don't even know what the other ones are called.
I saw a whole bunch of animals, and it seemed like what was a big yard, but, you know, maybe it's not the yard. It was just the spirit showing me how many animals that come to you.
Big when they're dining. They all dine here.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that is such a profound way to connect to spirit as well, and to your higher self, working through them. I'm sure that you get some pretty amazing messages when you're feeding them and when you're communing with them, right?
I just love them. I love when they get used to me and they'll just come up to me and get what I have. I just love that.
Yeah, tune into, they're saying that there's also something very important for you here, to tune into how you're feeling and communicate with them like you would a human being, because they're
conscious. Oh, I do. I talk to them. I yell at them. I scold them if they fight. Neighbors must all think I'm nuts, and I really don't care.
I know. I agree. You know, I take my dog for walks around my neighborhood, and I hug trees, and I'm like, I don't care what the neighbors think. I love to hug trees. I love trees. I'm okay with that. Just saying, Spirit is saying that they're also sending you messages through the communication and the service that you have with connecting to those animals. So just when you're talking to them, also go within and pay attention to how you're feeling, and maybe some messages that you're getting about, it could be about your health, it could be about family, it could be about relationships, but they're saying that they're trying to connect with you on a higher level there as well and give you messages.
Not shut up, lady, and put some more corn out?
No, not at all.
Sometimes that could be the message too.
Thank you both so much. You're such joy.
You're
just
so
welcome. Boy. Please
right.
Skype so we can all take a class with you. All of us that listen to you can take a live class with you on Skype, and you can get paid for it, so it'll be beautiful.
Okay, Lisa, we will figure something out. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, we will.
Thanks for calling.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lisa. 347-838-9903. Is the number here at Psychic Tapestries Love Show. Hi. Whoops.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. Indiana.
And how can we help you tonight?
Okay. I was just sitting here thinking about my husband. Me and him are separated, and I was just wondering, we've been separated since February 2016, but we talk still, and I went to go visit him in Florida this past February, this past Valentine's Day. I was wondering, what do you see for us in the future? Are we going to get back together, or what?
Well, very interesting, Nicole. Hi. Ken, do you want me to go first, or you?
If you've got something, want to go ahead, go right ahead.
I do. This is so interesting because I didn't hear how long you've been separated from him, but that's okay, Nicole.
Okay.
And, I actually, Spirit can't get any clearer on this for you, because they're saying that there's a reunion coming up for you, and it's all about, you have a lot of water energy around you. So it doesn't surprise me that he is in Florida. Not that there's not any water in Indiana. I'm sure if you're close to the Great Lakes, you have water there as well.
Yeah.
But they're saying specifically to explore the positives and the negatives. But what I'm getting from Spirit, and what I was getting before you actually asked your question as I was tuning in, was that this is a reunion that is going to turn out very well for the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
in regards to your question, I was getting a very strong, good, positive sense from Spirit that, yes, indeed, that you can get back together. But you both have to be willing to cross the bridge and meet each other in the middle. And again, it's really exploring the positives and the negatives of getting back together for both of you. So I feel like they're telling me that you've done some healing work around this, and both of you have worked with each other on it, and you saw him, what did you say, February or something?
Past February on Valentine's Day, well, the day before Valentine's Day, I saw him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you feel that it went. You went to Florida?
Strongly connected. I went to Florida, and I felt when we saw each other, I was, like, strongly connected, like it was when I first met him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely an opportunity for you to make a connection that maybe you hadn't made before. So I almost feel like it's very interesting. Now they're showing me this kind of death and rebirth process. So I feel like your relationship has gone through the death stage. Of course, not in the sense of leaving this physical world, but now it's time for rebirth. So it's kind of reborn in a sense, in a new way, in a new, better way for both of you. So
I was laying on my bed. I'm not feeling good. I'm sick today. I'm just thinking to myself, there's another person involved. I don't know with him, or I don't know the whole story about that, but there's this girl, Kayla. I don't know if he's interested in her or is it me, because it comes down to two people.
Well, Kayla, they instantly told me that was temporary. I think that it's fantastic that you know about her, and he's been pretty honest about this.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, she's the one told me. She told me on Facebook. She thought that my Facebook was his Facebook because she thought he made a fake profile. And I guess she messaged me and asked him where he was because he wasn't, you know, she didn't know where he was. And
Yeah, I would get clear about that with him. Have you talked to him about it? That's how you clear the air very quickly.
I tried to. He says there's nothing going on, so I don't know.
Well, I feel like this is like I said, they were saying temporary, and I feel like there's almost a little bit of manipulation on her part. Like she's kind of attached to drama, and she's really trying to stir the pot, if you will. So I wouldn't buy into that so much. What's more important to really explore here is why and how you're feeling about the situation. You know, you can't control what's going on in the outside, but you can control what's going on within you. So are you feeling like maybe this feeling about her is a little more charged because of something that happened between the both of you in your past? I don't know if one of you or both of you cheated on each other.
What I was told that from a friend, they were dating and she had a mutual attraction to him. And he didn't really tell me about that. I found out through a friend.
Yeah. Just talk to him about it, clear the air, and just, you know, make sure that you're coming from a space of love, because you don't want him to feel like you don't want to attack him, because then he's not going to want to be honest with you. And if it is something that was very temporary for a period of time when you've been separated, I really don't know how you could fault him, but, you know, check back in with yourself and make sure it makes sense to you. But I honestly see like this, you know, honestly, the card that you got, my Oracle deck is Love Letters to Earth, and it's called Reunion. And it says things or people that were once separate are coming together again. So I've never gotten this card before. Granted, it's a new deck. I've only used it, you know, a few times, but I think that that's a pretty profound reading for you coming from spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I also wanted to say, too, that, you know, the reason she's kind of immature is she's 25 and he's 35. So she has a lot of growing up to do. And I'm 32, so.
She does or he does?
I mean, she's 25 years old and he's 35. And you think that she's stirring up the pot and this, that, and third. And cause a lot of problems between me and him, and I think because she's 25.
Yeah, and you're also because you're not feeling well, you're a little more sensitive to this, and you're probably thinking about it a little more than you normally would. And also, they're telling me something about I don't know if you have any health issues. I'm sorry, but they're saying something about a food allergy, and I feel like it's dairy. Do you have a lot of dairy? I don't know if this is ice cream or milk, cow's milk or something.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm just
okay.
Got a cold right now. I got a cold. My mom, I live with my mom, and she's been sick, so I caught it from her.
Okay. Well, just pay attention to your intake of dairy. They're saying that that's really important as well for you. So try your best to limit that. It could be maybe it's cheese, too much cheese. Cow's milk. Yeah, they're saying that. I don't know if it's so much eggs, but I was getting more of a milk sense for you. So
right. Anyway.
Just try not to overdo it with that.
Okay.
You might be a little lactose intolerant or something. And I think it looks great. And you can only, don't worry about this. Whoever this Kayla, she has her own lessons to learn, and don't allow her to throw you off your center, right? And what's most important to you is rekindling this flame with your partner, and I do believe that you both can do it just as long as you meet each other. And like I said, it's like a death and rebirth in a very different co-creative space. So both of you have to leave those triggers, leave that history behind as much as you can, take the good, and then just learn and grow together. And I think that it can work between both of you.
Yeah, the reason being, I kind of cut off communication because I felt like he has more feelings for Kayla than he does for me. So I was like, okay, maybe I should back off and, let him be happy.
Well, it wasn't too long ago that you just saw him in February, right?
Yeah.
Last month? And you had a great time. So hold on to that. Hold on to that good energy, that good feeling, and talk to him about it. And just, put it out there and come from a space of love and acceptance, because that's what's going to get you two to the next level where you want to be with him. So, all right, Nicole, I'm going to hand it over to Ken, and he has a reading for you.
Okay.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
The first card that I pulled for you is from the John Lennon artwork Oracle deck, and it's a sketch of John and Yoko and the judge. And this is a recreation of when they were married, and he called it I Do. And this is like in another deck getting a wedding card. I know Julia said something about recreating your union, and I think that this recreation of when they were married is the same sort of message. So I feel like that is on the way for you.
Awesome.
The song that was playing was George Harrison, Not Guilty. And I feel like this is not so much I think this is about you not feeling guilty for whatever has passed. Whatever has passed, whatever you have said, whatever came up that led to this, it's over and done with, and it's time to move forward. And you need to let go of that. So if any of that it comes up for you, just do your best to let it go. And the other card I got for you, and I'm not sure how this relates, so maybe, but maybe you'll know, is the King of Pentacles, and it's George Harrison again, this time with the Beatles, and it's called Taxman. And this is it's a message about spending money, and it's not a warning that this isn't a warning that something bad is about to happen or will happen if you spend money. This is just a reminder to think twice, not to spend on impulse. This is not a good time for impulse. And it doesn't mean if something comes up that's a great deal, whether it's a trip or an item, or if you are going to move to your own place or move to a new place or his place or whatever, it doesn't mean not to do that. It just means to think twice.
Okay.
Just weigh your options and think about it. Okay?
Okay.
Does all of that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Terrific. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, I was just wondering, I don't know, like, I know you guys said about Kayla, like, it's temporarily, okay? Do you see them together now, or, because I'm far apart, I mean, I'm far away, and nobody, it's like I'm in the dark, so nobody really told me anything.
Well, Nicole, I just want you know, again, they're just saying to talk to him about it, and I'm picking up the feeling that she's really just stirring the pot, and, you know, she is instigating things, and just don't allow that to disturb the peace and the beautiful relationship that you have and that you are you're creating with him. So talk to him about it, okay? And don't try your best, you know, whenever it comes up, to just let it go and surrender it to God and the angels to take care of that part for you. Because it's really not worth it. It's not worth it for you to drive yourself crazy thinking about it.
I know.
Yeah.
But is he buying into the things that she's saying, or does he have feelings for her?
Well, he told you, I think you said that he said that no, it didn't happen. But you talk to him about it. Because this is something that's really weighing heavily on you, and you need to have the conversation with him around it. And I mean, you know him very well, but I'm getting that this is just very minuscule, you know, not something for you to worry yourself about, is the spirit's telling me. Ken, are you getting anything else?
A lot of the same kind of thing that you really need to talk to him. And you know, when you got together last month, did you talk about a future together?
I didn't really get a chance to, because he had other things to do. Like, we only spent like about 3 minutes, and mostly my trip was about family. I only got to talk to him about a few things, and then something happened between him and my family, got him upset, so I was trying to calm him down. So, yeah.
So that's,
Yeah,
you need to figure out a way that the two of you can get together and talk about all this stuff. And if there's going to be a future together, both of you have to want that.
Right.
And it can't be, you know, while you're in two different places and you're worrying or wondering about him and someone else. If there's going to be a future together, there's no one else. There's just the two of you, and you both have to want it. Yeah, and you have to talk to him and figure out where he is on that, too. And make sure he knows where you are. Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, Nicole.
Thank you for calling us.
Please call us back and let us know how it goes. Love you.
No problem. Thank you. All right, you too. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I love
347-8.
You said weigh your options, because I got that explore card about weighing the positives and the negatives. So that was interesting confirmation.
Yeah. I have to apologize. Someone calling in from area code 216. I went over to clear the line that Nicole was on, and she hung up at the same time I clicked the button. So she disappeared, and I clicked the button on somebody else and disconnected them. So if you're calling from 216, I apologize. And if you call back, I will make sure that you get on here. In the meantime, let me try not to mess this up further. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Andrea. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling Virginia.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I recently tried out for a TV show, so I'm wondering if you see if the doors are still open or are they closed?
Whoa, a TV show. That's so cool.
America's Got Talent.
What is it? America's Got Talent?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. Ken, what do you have
Well, you know, and not to hedge my bets, but there's so many moving parts involved in this. The song that's playing is a song by Rush called Free Will, and there's so many other Free Wills involved. It's just I think that the message there is that you need to stay positive. If this is what you want, you need to focus on that and not worry about not getting it. And it's easy to say that kind of thing, but the more you can be positive and the more you can think about it and try to manifest it and think about what it will be like when you get that call and how excited you're going to be and how wonderful this is going to be, and try and flood yourself with those kind of thoughts instead of the doubt or the fear that it's not going to happen. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, because this is my fifth year trying out, and I do. I was adopted. My birth mother is a psychic, and I have come into like my own the last few years, so I actually can feel things, and I pick up things, and I can see things. But I tried out for three different states, and every day I see one of those license plates of the states that I actually tried out for. And the next one is in California, and once in a while I see a state of California. And I'm into numerology. My numbers are 1187, and I see that 187 or a combination daily. So the affirmations are still there.
Yes, they are. And
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Can I jump in here? Because I want to confirm what you were saying about the song Free Will that came on. Because the cards I have for you, Andrea, is Make a Wish and Travel.
Travel. The next audition is in California, which is doing
exactly
right now.
It says it's time to explore uncharted territory. Whether this is going within yourself, which I believe that you've been doing it for 5 years, but I feel like you're also exploring different aspects of yourself. And it says, take a trip that you have been meaning to take. The universe supports time to go, your urge to go. It's time to go. I mean, that's confirmation right there. Free will, make a wish. I don't know if you look up at the stars, but please tune into your angels and your guides and ask them. Okay. I mean, you see the signs, so I know that you're very spiritual. But please keep talking to them and help them pave the way for you. Because I think, for me, what I'm getting from Spirit is, I mean, glitz and glamour for you. I think that you should go. I think this is an amazing experience for you to get the Make-A-Wish card. This is what you've been dreaming of. And go. If you have the ability to go to California, you should definitely go.
Oh, because I'm definitely going to go. When I get that call, I'm definitely go.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I just see a delay, because normally they would have done the calls by now, but the host, host quit and they had to get a new host. One of the judges' father died, and then they had to postpone or cancel three different tapings. So I see a delay. That's why I haven't got the call yet.
Yeah, well, that's definitely it. But then they're also telling me that I don't know if they're doing another one. Is there another one in California soon after that or something?
Yes, they're all actually taped in California.
Oh, all of them. Okay. Because I almost feel like if it's not this one, that's definitely the reason for the delay. I mean, they've had some other extenuating circumstances that's going on personally with the judges, but I also feel like there's an opportunity coming up as well. Maybe it's a different time or it's a different place in California or something like that. But this is definitely on your path. This is your destiny. This is where you should go. You're getting signs. You know. You're tuned in. This is just confirmation for you. And I didn't want to cut off Ken there. I'm sure he has more for you as well. But I just wanted to confirm that free will because I feel like that goes with Make a Wish.
Well, I can't sing. My talent is actually sign music and sign language. And that's maybe why you see I have some videos that I made and submitted. But, yeah, I can't sing. I wish I could. But I'm very much into music.
I wish I could, too.
I wish I could still sing for bees, but I can sing with my hands. So I can't sing with my voice.
You know, I love music so much, and it's just a travesty the way I sing. It's
me too.
It's just horrible.
I can hear myself.
The other cards that I pulled for you, I got the Sun card, which is all about having fun. And it's Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes. Do anything you want, just don't step on my blue suede shoes. And it's about the time of your life, which sounds like this will be. The John Lennon card is a sketch he did called He Tried to Face Reality. And it's a sketch of John sitting in a chair that's on a cloud. And you see the sun shining actually just below him. So I don't know how hard he's trying to face reality. But that goes back to that the free will message I was giving you before, that let the sun shine on you. When you do something like try to face reality, it's when you let that doubt and fear in, that they're only, that this many people auditioned and they're only going to take this many, and the odds are really small, and all these other things that you start thinking about that could go wrong or could be against you. Who needs that? Don't think about that. Think about the sun shining on you. Think about having some fun. Think about all the wonderful things that will happen for you when this comes to be. That should be your focus.
Well, it's funny you say that, because last year when I tried out the fourth year, I got kind of like mixed feelings, and I did. I had a lot of doubt. But this year, when I saw all four license plates that I tried out for and all four last days of license plates all in one city, like in one plaza, I started crying. I'm like, this is the sign that I needed. You know, I mean, I never cry like this. It's like the tears are like, oh, my gosh, it's really going to happen. And like four or five times it's happened. So I said, I had some doubt. I'm like, sign, universe, I just need a sign. And I was depositing a check. The check number was 187.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. And, you know, and then the other day, I'm like, okay, universe, I just, you know, another sign. I turned my head to like two cars with New York license plates, because that's the last state I tried for. It was New York City. So when I ask, I get them.
Yep. That's amazing. And what a
sign.
Cool. I mean, I love that. Thank you for sharing that, because this is exactly how spirit works. And this is how we can tune in and we can get our own messages. And the other thing that I wanted to tell you too, is I see doors opening for you, Andrea, lots of doors opening for you. So please take advantage of this. And please, if you have crystals, carry citrine and labradorite with you. Those two crystals.
I don't have
citrine,
any. I have to get some.
Get some citrine. As Ken pointed out earlier, C-I-T-R-I-N-E is citrine, and labradorite is L-A-B-R-A-D-O-R-I-T-E, labradorite. That is going to help you, catapult you into this next phase of where you're going, and all these doors are going to be opening up for you. So it's to be a very fun ride, so strap yourself in, my friend.
Well, hopefully a relationship will come out of it, too. I keep saying I'm going to meet a guy on this journey, whether it's at the airport, the airplane, in line, somewhere on this path of this particular journey, a guy is going to come. So I keep seeing it.
Just be open to it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ken, did you have anything else?
Nope. That's it. Do you have any other questions for us?
No, I'm great. Thank you so much
for
that. One more affirmation. And like I said, tell all the readers, when you ask for the sign, it will come to you.
Yes, it does. And Andrea, I wanted to say, too, that as you were talking about this this man, the gentleman that you have a good feeling that you're going to meet, they showed me eating. So I feel like it's going to be when you're eating something, you know, when you're very attractive, stuffing your face full of salad or something like that.
As I get the napkin, wipe it along with my lips.
But that's what they showed me. So.
Great. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Love
you. Have a great day. Okay, love you, too. Thanks for the meeting.
Let us know.
Okay,
you're
very
welcome.
Okay. Bye.
God bless.
Thank you so much for calling us. 347-838-9903 is the number. I think the call I accidentally hung up on is back on. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
My name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Did I hang up on you?
Yes.
Did I hang up on you? I'm so sorry about that. So sorry about that. You're very welcome. Where are you calling us from?
Excuse me, Cleveland, Ohio.
And how can we help you tonight?
Yes, I would. I've got many things, but let me focus in on while I am preparing, I guess, on my life's mission, which is as a healer, excuse me, and I guess in particular the energy healing, and I'm to use sound music, excuse me, as another modality and a way to give me a distinction from the other healers. I'd like to get clarity on it's really been difficult living here, even though I was born and raised here. I received some other short, brief readings, not from you all, that if I moved to another area, Lakewood, Ohio, would help for me. Because I've just getting started with this, it's just been an uphill battle. Haven't been able to get started with it initially. And then I'm to get some other training as a Reiki master and all that. Will this work? Am I on the right path with, is that my life's mission as a healer and then using music and sound and energy and then being here in Cleveland? Because it has really been, you know, hell and difficult for me in more ways than one. And I've just isolated myself because I'm very empathic, very intuitive. And so I have to, since I pick up on people's energy like a sponge, I have to really shield myself. And like I said, I've just ended up isolating myself. And then I guess for me to just keep practicing. So am I to be in Cleveland? I mean, you know, how long? I mean, being in Lakewood, is that going to work out for me living there and, you know, doing my, you know, work and business?
Julie, you want to go first?
Yeah, I can. Patricia, you know, I'm from Ohio, and I have my undergrad in Baldwin-Wallace, so I'm very, very familiar with the area, and I'm, you know, trying to tune into spirit about your if you should move, where a good place would be for you, and I wasn't really getting anything too clear. I almost feel like you have... It's really interesting. Do you talk to and pray to Jesus a lot? Because Jesus is coming in very, very strong.
Well, not to Jesus. I mean, I connect with Mother Goddess because I really want to embrace and start knowing my feminine, you know, self and, you know, Goddess and that. So if Jesus is, of course, within that, then yes.
Yeah, well, you know, all great companions, obviously, but Jesus, he just zoomed in here and really wants you to start speaking to him and tuning into his energy as well, and even Mother Mary, but I do like that you are focusing on that feminine energy there. And, you know, when you were talking about the sound healing, I do really like this. I have a Tibetan bowl that I like to use with my clients, and when I do crystal energy healing, we do sound healing as well. So it's very powerful, as you know. And they showed me a harp. Do you use a harp, or have you considered using a harp, H-A-R-P, in your sound healing?
No, from prior readings, and of course this has, you know, been several. It's either been like a drum or a percussion, like a shamanic drum, or tuning forks, or the sound bowl. Maybe someone mentioned a harp, but I'm having my acoustic guitar restrung. But anyway, someone a while ago mentioned a harp, and it's like, okay,
yeah,
so it would have to be a lap harp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you could do that, but there's just something very angelic about that. You know, it just very powerful energy is coming in for you with this Jesus energy and then the harp. I just feel like it's going to tune your frequency into higher vibration So you can use this healing, and you can reach out to your community and achieve exactly what you're wanting to do with your career. Now, the other thing that they showed is crystal bowls. So if you have, I have a Tibetan bowl. I want to get crystal bowls. I'll get them eventually. But they were showing me crystal bowls for you as well to do sound healing. Now, the interesting that the cards that I got for you are all about trust. Very strong. They want you to trust that this is where you're supposed to be and this is what you are supposed to be doing. And then focus. So making sure that you are really following through and taking action to activate that specific frequency of that energy that you want to manifest in your life. So the other thing that they're saying is, have you checked out Periscope yet?
No. I mean, I know what it's a... I've heard of it, but I have not. It's just, again, just really sustaining this these bridge jobs enough for me to earn a living and get. I'm not even living in my own place. But anyway, to answer your question, yes, I've heard of Periscope, but I have not had the funds to start anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Periscope is it's free, and you get to tune into. You know, at times like this, when you're calling into our show, you also can tune into other people, other healers out there who do sound healing. There's sound baths on there. There's readings, and there's all kinds of different people have their own unique method that they do healings. And I will tell you that I met such a beautiful, wonderful community on there, and it really helped me to blossom into my gift. And it also helps you have a sense of community as well. So I just feel like this focus that's coming in is that if you're able to get the it's an app, you know, it's affiliated with a faith, it's an app. People go live streaming on there, and you just sign up, and you can go in and you can watch people streaming live. All of these really music, shamanic drumming. It's just a really, really great place, and I think that it's going to inspire you, and it's going to spark a whole bunch of creativity within yourself. I do feel like the energy where you are is a bit stagnant, but it feels like you don't have, you don't really have a lot of options right now. Would that be accurate?
Yes, it's a lot stagnant, and it's not that I, you know, have not, you know, done actions to get myself out of here. It's just I'm staying in a friend's room, spare room in her apartment, and it's just, you know, toxic. You know, you got screaming, you know, neighbors.
Yeah.
They're, you know, going through their little whatever. And,
yeah.
But, yeah, I've been dealing with her family members and, you know, all their mess. But, yeah, like I said, I've been applying to bridge jobs and I'd only say just take anything, because you get into that desperation energy. I've, like I said, I just, and also I started taking this course of work, the sound engineering, because I felt that music was one of my gifts, and possibly maybe it's within the life missions as well. But anyway, you know, the sound, you know, engineering. I can use that, obviously, to help me to engineer and making my music, as well as the, you know, whatever chants or prayers or meditations that I record, I can, you know, record them and so on and so forth. So, yes, but I, it's, yeah, it's sitting it lightly. It's been a bit frustrating. So like I said, and I'm almost finished with that coursework, because it's just been so much negativity with the men and, you know, harassment and sexual harassment and, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm not getting a good feeling about the energy around you right now. And it's very disruptive. It's very disruptive to the path that you're on and what you're trying to cultivate for yourself. So, and pray. I know that you're doing the best that you can, but bring in Jesus, surrender surrender anything that's keeping you from your highest and best good, and ask them to just please, please come in and help you. Help you find a perfect place for you, because then you'll be able to get into that flow of creativity, which is what you're destined to be, because I'm getting signs from spirit that, yes, this sound is where you want to be. And you know when you're doing it, it uplifts you, it expands you, and it's within you. It's in your soul, it's in your spirit, and it's exactly what you should be doing. Now, I don't mean to cut you off, Patricia, but we are running out of time, and Ken still has a reading for you, so I'm going to hand you over to Ken, okay?
All right,
love you, Patricia. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. Julie's right, we are running out of time, so I'm going to blow through this quickly to try and get everything out. If you have any questions, shoot me an email after the show at ken@psychictapestry.com, and I'll try and to go into more detail.
Okay.
But here we go. The first card I pulled for you was the Hermit, which you've already been describing yourself as. It's my deck, it's the Grateful Dead, Uncle John's band, about being comfortable in your own skin and doing things that feed your soul, even if it's just going down to the river to listen to Uncle John's band. The next card I pulled from the John Lennon deck is a sketch he did called Dream Power. It's a sketch of him and Yoko possibly sleeping, hard to tell, but laying against at the base of a tree. And the quote with that, as far as dreams go, is a dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. And that's we've had a theme tonight about friendship and about networking and about sharing things with people you trust. And I think this is a good sign if what you want to do is along this metaphysical path, which is wonderful and admirable, and I certainly salute you for that. I think it's time to do your best to connect or keep connecting with people of a like mind and try and surround yourself with that, because that's the kind of great energy that will feed this and help you along the way. The song that was playing is the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever. And it's a very complex song, it's a very complicated message. I think the first thing is about nostalgia, which this was a song that John wrote about a place he used to like to play. And I like to say that nostalgia is a wonderful place to visit, but you shouldn't live there. And it's remembering things like that is great, but it's 2017 and it's a great memory, but you have to move along. And Blog Talk Radio is about to cut us off, but it sounds like you're familiar with the song. And I'm just, unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave it there because they're going to cut us off whether we're ready or not. If you want to shoot me an email, I will try and give you some more on that, okay?
Okay, I'm going to listen to you all tomorrow because you all going to talk about past lives, and I have a question about a circumstance.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Julia, before Blog Talk Radio cuts us off, can you cut cords for us?
Yes, Archangel Michael, we ask that you come forth now and cut the cords of any energy that we have attached to anyone or anyone has attached to us that is no longer serving our highest good. Cut those cords now. And so it is. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Archangel Metatron, please come forth now and fill us up with the diamond white light of the Holy Spirit, tuning us into our I Am Christ consciousness, filling us up with love and light and joy and peace and happiness and hope, freedom, harmony, and more love and more peace and more love and more peace. And turn the corners of your mouth up towards the top of your ears. Yes, it's a smile. Thank you, Archangel Metatron. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. Ken.
Amen.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Psychic Tapestry with Tony tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific. Hope you can join us. Have a wonderful day. Ha 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 ha
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.